Now notice as he moves on, he says, publish in the palaces at Ashdod. Now, Ashdod is down in Philistia, in the country of the Philistines. By the way, today, Israel has it. They've built apartments there like mad. And they have built a harbor there. It's a man-made harbor. A big refinery is built there, and they're bringing the oil into Ashdod today. It's rather amusing. I remember that a friend of mine who teaches prophecy, he likes to find fulfillments of prophecy today, and I don't think it's being fulfilled. You remember Moses said that Asher would dip his foot in oil. Well, Haifa, way up in the northern part of Israel, that place was where the oil pipeline came in, and there was a refinery there, the big oil tanks, and the tankers were out there loading up. A friend of mine says, see, that's a fulfillment of prophecy. Well, today, that pipeline has been cut. No oil is coming into Haifa at all, except that which is brought in by tankers. But down now in Ashdod, they have a pipeline across the Negev, and it is brought by tankers in on the other side into the Red Sea side. And then it is piped across to this refinery in Ashdod. And it looks like it would be the tribe of Dan that dipped his foot in oil today. And my friend, quite interestingly, he's forgotten all about this fulfillment of prophecy. You see, that's the foolishness of today, of being rather picky-unish and picking out these petty things as if they're fulfillment of prophecy today. I personally do not think prophecy is being fulfilled in that land at all. I do see the setting of a stage that will later on bring the fulfillment of prophecy, but not today. So that what we have here is Ashdod, but not as it is today. Ashdod was then a prominent city in Philistia among the Philistines. And he says now, let this word go out to them, and also in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst of her, and the oppressed in the midst of her. Now, Samaria, it's in a most beautiful location. I know of no more wonderful spot to build a palace than there was there, and that's where Ahab and Jezebel were. And Omri had really been the one to build a city, and he was the father of Ahab. And sin had become so rampant, so out in the open. You see, they had the new morality going there, great guns, and there were hills all around. I'd call them hills, they call them mountains. But now God says, all right, all of you people from Ashdod, all of you from Egypt, come up and watch these people, how they are sinned and turned from the Lord. Verse 10, for they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. In other words, they're bringing in the booty there of that which they've been stealing. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. And the palaces of Samaria, they're in ruins today. We'll say more about them in just a minute.